Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Don't leave yet. We have something to share. Don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. We have something to talk about. Well, it's good to see you all. I've been thinking about you guys. I've been praying for you. My wife has been talking to me about you guys. We love, again, the happiness that we've been seeing here, and we love the warmth that you guys have been showing, you know, passion for the Word of God. It's been amazing, the time that I have been spending with you guys. I love it. I cherish it. And it's good to be back. And I want to say Happy New Year to you. It's a blessing. We spent 2019. God has provided. God had blessed us. We are alive. We're not in hospital. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. We have a lot to be thankful for. This morning, when our brother invited us to preach this morning, I was thinking about what to preach about. And I started thinking, I said, well, let me talk about vision. Because what happens, a lot of people get so excited when the year is about to end, but they don't really count things that they have accomplished over the year. That's very important. Sometimes we don't accomplish anything. It's not good. And I said, let me talk about vision, because we can't spend a year without doing anything meaningful, significant. And at the end of the year, as the year is about to end, to say, okay, I am glad that I had accomplished this. I am happy about this. We need to have something that we are happy about as the year is about to end. Man cannot live without a vision. Man cannot live without a vision. If you have a piece of paper, that would be good to write that down. Because every one of us that is living, we need to have a vision. Now, what is a vision? A vision is a destination that comes with a purpose. We must have a vision. Why do men need a vision? Men need a vision, two reasons. Because without a vision, man loses his direction. If you are living without a vision, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know where you're going. You must have a vision. Without a vision, man loses his sense of accomplishment. Man loses sense of purpose, sense of hope, and sense of accountability. You need to have a vision. If you are living and you don't know what you're doing, are you really living? If you are living, you don't know where you're going. Or if you take your car and you're driving it, you don't know where you are going. Is it worth it? No. Because you need to pay for gas. You need to pay for insurance at the end of the month. So you cannot take the car and keep driving it around. And if something happens, you need to pay for it to get fixed. So you need to have a purpose to take your car and say, okay, I'm going that way. Here's what I'm going to be doing. And at the end, you know you didn't drive your car without a purpose. All right. God modeled it for us. God is a visionary. And if you read Genesis chapter 1 and 2, you can see the vision of God. God had a vision to create a world, including everything in it. He created the world with a purpose. The purpose of creating the world is that after he created the world can glorify him. What happens when you have, when you build a house? Why do you do that? You build the house with a purpose. What's the purpose? It's so that you can live peacefully without worrying about the snow, without worrying about the rain, without worrying about the sun when it's very sunny. So you know you are at peace. So it makes you happy. What happens 6 days later? The vision of God is achieved, which was creating a world with everything in it. 6 days later, God said, okay, now I need to rest. And everything that he created, he says, it is good. Everything that he created, he says, that's very good. God achieved his vision of creating a world, including everything in it. But what we need to know is that if God is a visionary, and we are his children, and we are made in his character, in his image, what are we? We are some visionary people. When we look in Jeremiah 29, here's what God says about us. God says, the plan that I have for you is plan of great future and hope. In other words, the vision I have for you is vision of great future and hope. I'm encouraging you this morning to walk in the vision of God. Walk in the vision of God. Knowing you must have a vision. That's very important. We are children of God. We are made in his image. He is a visionary. We as well. Some visionary people. Now let's see how God had accomplished his vision in some people's lives. All right. When we read in Genesis 12, verse 1 and 6. Genesis 12, 1 and 6. If you have your Bible or it's on the screen, you can read with me. Genesis 12. Let me read for you. Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And in him, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran. And they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abraham passed through the land to the place at Shem, to the oak of More. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring, I will give this land. So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. So God had blessed Abraham. That was the vision of God for Abraham. He wanted Abraham to be a great nation. He wanted Abraham to be a guy. Anywhere that he stands, that place should be blessed. Don't you want to be somebody like that today? Anywhere you go, anybody you talk to is blessed just because the vision of God is achieved on your life. God told Abraham, I will give you this land as your inheritance. I will give you this land as your blessing. Anybody who who do not honor you, I will curse them. Man, God blessed Abraham. That was the vision of God that accomplished over Abraham. God bless him. Because what God says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, is true. The blessing, the vision I have for you is a great vision. The vision to prosper you, a vision of hope, a vision anywhere you go, people should respect you. Anywhere you go should bless. Anywhere you go, you should find a place to live. That was the vision of God for Abraham. That's why this morning, you need to walk in the promise of God. You need to walk in the vision of God. There was another guy in the Bible named David. If you read 1 Samuel 16, verse 1 and 12. Let's read it together. Let's read the word of God. The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you grieve over Saul? Since I have rejected him from being king over Israel, seal your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Samuel hears that, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord, and invite Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me him whom I declared to you. Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him, trembling, and said, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably? I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he consecrated Jesse and his son and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before him, before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah pass by and said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. Then Samuel said, Jesse, are all your sons here? And he said, there remains yet the youngest. But behold, he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And he sent and brought him. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Amen. Here's what happens. The vision of God had accomplished on David's life. God doesn't see the outward, but God looks in the heart. So everybody rejected David. He's that because he was the keeper of the sheep. Nobody thought that God would ever gotten that guy from the bottom to a king position. Jesse brought all the seven sons. They were very muscular. They were high. They were very, very strong. When he brought them before Samuel, God said, "No. My vision is not for these, but my vision is for the one that is rejected." God has had accomplished. God had achieved his vision over David's life. God chose him to be king. God wants us to have a vision. He had already set the vision somewhere for us. He wants us to go. He wants us to move from where we are and move toward our destination, which is our vision. He wants us to leave our comfort zone and to walk toward our destination, which is the vision that he has already planned for us. This morning, we cannot live without a vision. God is a visionary. He wants his children to have a vision. He wants purpose. He wants hope. He wants a great future for his children. God wants us to live hopefully. He wants us to not be like people who do not have hope. Because we are made in his image. We are created in his image. But here's one thing he says in Psalm 37, verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4. "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Here's what happens. The Lord had chosen Abraham. He had made his vision very clear to him. The Lord had made the vision very clear to Samuel to show David. But most of us may be in a state where we don't know what our vision is. It's okay. But here's what you should do. Delight yourself in the Lord. And ask him whatever you want. Ask him to show you your vision, to show you where you should go, to show you the direction that you should go to that will lead you toward your vision. Delight yourself in the Lord and ask him whatever you want. And he will definitely grant it to you. ask him whatever you want, and he will definitely grant it to you. There is a guy in the Bible named Jabez. When his mom was conceiving him, his mom conceived him in pain. So therefore, after he was born, his mom called him Jabez, meaning pain. But that guy delighted in the Lord. His mom called him pain. Anywhere he went, he was causing pain to other people. Anywhere that he went, his name was a curse for him. But when he realized that he cannot live like that, because everything that he had done was not good, he went to God. He delighted in God. He started pleasing God. And he went and asked God. He made that prayer. He said, God, my mom called me pain. My mom cursed me. But from today, I want to delight myself in you. And I want to receive your blessing. I want you to enlarge my territory. I want you, Father, to bless me. And eventually, God did. Why God did? Because he had delighted himself into the Lord. So this morning, we have a responsibility to delight ourselves in the Lord. Your vision may not be clear as David. It may not be clear as Abraham. But delight yourself in the Lord. He will grant you whatever you ask. As I said earlier, it's easy as the year is ending for people to be happy, but never accomplish anything throughout the year. But as Christian, this morning, I want to encourage you to not limit your dream or your vision to simply go to the gym, or this year, okay, so I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to work out. No, don't limit your dream to simply that. But try to do something significant throughout the year. I'm not saying what your vision should be, but I'm trying to help you to understand that you cannot spend the year without doing anything significant, whether planning to have education. But here's one thing that discourages people most of the time to not really do anything. And I want this to not be true for you, guys. Most people say, well, you are old. You can't really do anything now. And we believe it. Age is just a number. Age cannot define who you are. No. You can accomplish whatever you want at any age. It's just a number. Don't believe people saying, well, you are old, you cannot do anything. No, don't believe this. God has a vision for you. His vision is to see that you have a great future. His vision is to see that you are preaching the gospel throughout the world. That may be your vision. His vision is to see that this year you have a nice house. Yeah, that's vision for God. That's vision of God for your life. The vision of God is to see you have more education. The vision of God is to see that you are successful. God has given you the power to build your future by simply ask him and delight in him. You will find more people in your life that will discourage you instead of encouraging you to walk toward your vision. You will find more people, unfortunately, to discourage you, to stop you from moving toward your vision. And especially myself, when I accomplish something over the year, I get so happy, so excited about it. So excited about it. It's the same for God when he had accomplished everything, the world. And he said, okay, I'm going to rest right now because everything is good. He was excited about it. When you reach something, when you achieve something, you get so excited. Even when you don't know what you're going to do yet for this year, I want you to walk in the vision of God for your life. I want you to walk in the promise of God, knowing God, God's vision for you. If you can believe this, there's anything else you cannot do. If you can believe that the promise of God is the promise to prosper you, the vision of God is the promise, is the vision to see that you have a great future, you can do everything, no matter your age. You can do anything you want. You can do anything you want. And it's going to be good to be like that guy. Every day who was attracting success on his life. I don't know where you want. And one thing too, I don't know where you want to be. That's a vision too. I don't know where you want to be spiritually this year. That's something to think about. What dimension you want to reach spiritually this year? That can be a vision to read your Bible this year more often, from Genesis to Revelation. That's a good vision. Because you want to reach a new dimension that you had not reached in the year of 2019. That's a good thing to think about. God wanted us to someday be in his kingdom. That was the vision of God for our life. He wanted someday that we can be in his kingdom. What he does, he sends Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be where? Someday in his kingdom. That's the vision of God for our life. This morning, what's your vision? Think about that. Again, a vision is a destination with a purpose. Once you have a vision, you know why you are leaving. Once you have a vision, you know you have responsibility. When you have a vision, you know that you cannot sleep all morning. You're going to have to wake up early. Yeah. When you have a vision, you don't get discouraged so easily. That's another subject. As you are walking toward your vision, there may be stumble blocks. I will leave this for another time. But one thing I want you to start writing down this morning is, what am I going to do this year? So that when the year, when we get to Christmas and all the way to New Year's Eve, we can say, I have accomplished something. I have done something. And you will get happy about it when you look at everything that you had done. The reason why I try to put it in that time frame, a year, is because in 6 days, God created everything on earth. God made everything, including us. That was his vision. So your vision needs to have a time frame where you said, okay, this year, this month, I'm going to accomplish this. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, that's my encouragement for you. Start writing down things you should do for this year that will make you so happy at the end of the year. Man cannot live without a vision. You need to have a vision. You can be born without a vision, But living without a vision is not good. There are several steps to accomplish a vision. We're not going to talk about this today. But you need to have something. You need to have a place that you want to go, which is your destination. You need to achieve something. I don't know what is it. Probably helping your kids graduate from college. That's the vision for your kids. Help your family to be closer to Christ. That could be a vision for the year. And so once you do it, at the end of the year, you will have something to be grateful about. Because God is in the center of your vision. God had already planned everything for you. He just wants you to just walk toward it. He wants you to simply ask Him for what He wants you to do. What is vision for you? Already we know it. His vision is vision of a great future. We know it. Just walk in the promise of God. Walk in the light of God. Walk in His truth about us. Walk in His promise. And never stop being positive about ourselves. Because God is positive about us. Don't believe the lies that other people or Satan have said about us. Just believe what God says about us. God says we are great, and we'll believe we are great. God says we are good, and we believe we are good. God says we have visions. We can accomplish great things. Believe it, and certainly it will happen. God bless you.
Heart. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you again for the beautiful day you've given us. Father, we just ask you that all those that's been mentioned today, that, Lord, you just lay your hand on them and heal them. And, Father, we just know that you will. And, Father, we just thank you for the ones that are here today. Lord, we just ask you for your praises on each and every one of them. Father, just give us another good week this week and be with us. And we just thank you so much for the eternal love that you give each and every one of us. And let us have a good week. And in Father's name we pray. Amen.